Do you want to build intimacy with God? There are some very practical steps to building a powerful prayer life. When I first came to a relationship with Jesus Christ, I didn't know how to spend time with God. I couldn't see Him or feel Him, and no one gave me a manual to help me build a prayer life. I'd never seen a normal person pray. I respected my priests, and I saw them lift up their hands or bow their heads during a service, but they were special. They were holy in my mind, and I was a hockey player who cussed and drank too much. Hey, who taught you how to pray, and how did you learn? The Bible tells us of a difficult season in the life of Jesus. In Matthew 26, He says, "Then He returned to His disciples and found them sleeping. 'Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?' He asked Peter." When I read this verse, my immediate answer was, "Absolutely not. 1 hour of prayer was not for me. I struggle with the attention deficit disorder, and 5 minutes seemed like an eternity. How would I ever spend an hour in prayer with God? What would I do? What would I say? How could I hear God answer me?" I had more questions and frustrations about prayer than any other spiritual issue. Hey, can you relate to my frustrations? To be honest with you, I felt like a failure. I was so excited when my friends at A Miracle Every Day asked me to do this week-long series on tips to spend time with God, because no one taught me how to create these times with God. I learned through trial and error. It's my prayer that these tips will help you build something pretty incredible. Today's tip is purpose. Why are you praying? What would you like to get out of it? Please take a few moments and ask yourself these questions. I believe that God has a purpose. He wants to meet with you, to speak to you, and to be your friend. I'm praying that your times of prayer will be times with God, because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.